All right, good to go. Thanks. I want to thank everybody from CIB for inviting me to speak today on what we all know is a very important issue. Since I took the oath of office over a year ago, I've been working with members of this group, the CIB, legislators, business and community leaders, to develop a solution to the fiscal problems facing the Capital Improvement Board. I believe the Capital Improvement Board is a vital part of our city. Its role in funding facilities, special events, and projects throughout Indianapolis is critical to the economic vitality of downtown and therefore to our neighborhoods in the entire region. In the last few months, when I go to my mayor's night outs, my neighborhood meetings, I talk to business groups, the question is often asked, what are you going to do about the CIB? And the answer is always the same. It's not about the CIB. It's about downtown Indianapolis and the convention business, which serves as the economic engine for the county and the region. It's about 66,000 jobs and $3.5 billion in annual revenue generated by the hospitality industry. It's about the employees and their families who depend on their jobs in the restaurant, hotel, and retail businesses that comprise the downtown economy. Don Welsh of the ICVA is correct. Our convention and tourism industry is on the cusp of tremendous growth. And with the convention center expansion, we will be able to bid for bigger, more lucrative business, but only if we can solve this issue. Downtown Indianapolis is not the economic engine of our region and state solely because of the residents of Marin County. It looks the way it does in large part because of the people who visit from out of town. Downtown's walkability, connectivity, convenience, and vibrancy are a result of our ability to draw people from out of the region and out of the state. In part because of the success of this hospitality industry, Marion County contributes $975 million to the state, and this represents 18% of the state's total sales tax revenues. I am not alone in recognizing the critical role in Marion County in which it plays in the regional and state economies. Over the last several months, we've worked very closely with state and city leaders to develop solutions to fund this vital entity. I especially want to thank Senators Luke Kinley and Jim Merritt and Representative Bill Crawford for their input and their dedication to fashioning a solution. We benefited from continuing discussions with them and their brethren in the General Assembly. Let me also acknowledge the members of the City County Council, including President Bob Cockrum and Minority Leader Joanne Sanders, for their contribution and their recognition of the importance of the downtown economy to our neighborhoods and the thousands of constituents who prosper because of it. Finally, let me say in very strong terms how pleased I am with the superb work of the members of the CIB and its staff. They have initiated a new era of transparency and have dedicated countless hours to detailing the dilemma we currently face. Now, the financial problems related to the Capital Improvement Board did not happen overnight, and assigning blame for our current situation is not important. What is important is enacting a solution. I've stated the value of a long-term solution, but we also must remain flexible to factor in several variables over the next few years. For this reason, I ask that the General Assembly and the City County Council consider sunsetting any proposed taxes. And although my administration began working on this in earnest in January of last year, our efforts have intensified over the past several months. I believed that the best path to a solution was one that engaged all groups in dialogue while not grandstanding or closing the doors on a possible option. Now, as this process has developed, we now have an idea of the state's proposals to participate regarding potential solution to the CIB's financial difficulties. These factors must be taken into account as we effect a solution that preserves the industry we seek to support, while recognizing the parameters that I've always laid out, that the solution must involve the users of these facilities and those who most directly benefit from them. There are several components to the proposal making their way through the State House, and it appears, with great regret, that local tax dollars will be needed as part of that solution. I want to address some of those components today and underscore my preference that the best solution is one that minimizes the burden on all Marion County taxpayers. We have already proposed cuts totaling $8 million from the operating budget of the CIB. I join Senator Kinley and several legislative leaders in asking the Indianapolis Colts and the Indiana Pacers to each contribute $5 million. Increasing the ticket tax on all events at facilities the CIB operates from 6 to 10%, resulting in an estimated $6 million. A 1% increase in the Marion County hotel tax, which represents an estimated $4 million. When you consider total hotel costs, a 1% increase still keeps us very competitive with similarly sized cities. A 2% increase in the Marion County car rental tax, which results in an estimated $2 million. The local alcohol tax, and to capture 100% of the revenue generated by the county consumption. This represents an estimated $10 to $12 million and provides us with a more equitable share of the revenues we generate. We are seeking an expansion of the PSDA to include the areas adjacent to the JW Marriott and expand the scope of the tax to include sales and income, which will result in an estimated $8.8 million. This plan is true to my pledge that the burden for solving this problem should fall mainly on those who use and profit from these facilities. That's why we work diligently to craft a solution that does not involve broad-based taxes like food and beverage, income, or property taxes. I'm committed to continue working with state and city legislative leaders to enact a solution that will bolster our important economic engine that provides 66,000 jobs and revenues that are critical to the county, regional, and state economies. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.